We're going to play a brand new game, and we have to say it in unison, I've been told. So the game is called
What Dat Mouth Do?
Okay. Oh, wait. Oh, sorry. There's an intro for this game. My bad.
Yeah,
let me play. Let me play the intro. This is so unprofessional.
Show me what that mouth do. 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 Show me what that mouth
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Show me what that mouth do. Show me what that mouth do.
Do you love it?
Wonder what that song's about.
Are you excited?
I'm curious, to be honest, because I don't know. I have an idea. It has to do with the mouth, I assume, or talking.
Okay, so
am I close?
Here's the deal. First of all, we have to get two players. We have to have one that's going to be on Team Live the Web Girl, because I know the answer to the game, and MYK knows the answer to the game because, well, he had to edit the audio, so it wouldn't be fair for us to play. And
yeah,
I'm interviewing
the
person, which you'll understand in a second. So it wouldn't make sense. So it has to be Live the Web Girl and Joe.
So let's get teammates then right now, right?
Okay, sure.
Okay, let's go to line one. Aaron, do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Liv the Web Girl?
Joe. Let's
All
go,
right,
Joe.
Cool. Wow, Liv, nobody just jumping on the board for you right there. Let me lock you in there. And let's go to line number three. This is Samantha. Samantha, you're going to be on Team Liv the Web Girl.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, so here's how it works. I went to Circle Center Mall over the weekend, and I just started going up to people and interviewing them. I asked them a couple of questions about themselves, and then I asked them basically, what dat mouth do, or what's something that you put into your mouth? And each of you, Joe and Liv, you guys have to decide if the person, we're going to pause the tape, and when I ask them, what is something that you put into your mouth, based on what you know about that person, so you hear, like, are they married, do they have children, how old are they, based on, like, what you know about their personality, do you think that they're going to answer something that is arable or non-arable?
Okay.
To the question, what is something that goes into your mouth,
now,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not to spoil, but you guys know, like, we can't have swearing and stuff, so, like, you got to...
MYK edited it all up.
Now I'm getting nervous. Okay. So, okay. Sorry, buddy. Turn your mic down.
Did I?
All right, cool.
Well, I hope.
Okay.
Okay, so it might be arable. They might say something like a cookie or whatever, or they might say something that's not so arable. So it's up to you to decide what it's going to be. So you can go ahead and play the first part.
Okay, part number one. Here we go. Let's hear it.
Hey, it's Alex. So I'm standing here with Kendall. And Kendall, what is your job?
My job is security.
He's a security guard. And how old are you, Kendall?
20.
What is your favorite color?
Gold.
And what's your favorite
song? Gold.
Where to go at?
Where to go at?
Song on the radio right now.
T-Grizzly, A to the D.
Kendall, what is something that you would put in your mouth? Okay, so... now, Joe and Liv, you have to decide, do you think what Kendall is going to answer is going to be arable or not arable?
Do we both guess?
I'm touching your mic. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Do we both guess?
Yeah, we can both guess right now.
And you're guessing on behalf of your teammate. So your teammate is counting on you to get it right, whatever that answer is, so that they win.
I think it's going to be something arable. I'm even going to guess, I don't think this matters, but I'm going to say like he's going to say like a grill, like you put a gold grill in your mouth.
Based on what?
He likes gold. That's his favorite color is gold.
I'm going to say it's not going to be arable. He's a 20-year-old boy. Absolutely not arable.
Okay. So go ahead and play the second part.
All right. Let's see what we got here.
A vagina.
What? Wait. What did he say? What did he say?
A vagina.
There's no way.
A security guard.
That's the first thing he's going to put in his mouth.
In.
He's 20 years old.
Whoa, Kendall went there.
Where did he go?
A vagina.
Yeah, so there's Kendall. Real early in the morning.
Well, I did not expect that one right there. Okay.
Aggressive.
Samantha, did you expect that?
I did not.
A vagina.
Can you believe?
I got
Show
you,
me
Samantha.
What that mouth do.
Show
me what that mouth do.
I got faith in you.
Yes.
Live the web girl for the win.
Dang. I'm sorry about that one there, Aaron. I had no clue what I was getting into right there. Did you expect that? I did not expect that. I thought he'd be like, bubble gum. I like to put bubble gum in my mouth, but this guy just dropping some heat.
A vagina.
Dang, man. All right. By the way, we need to get a winning song for Live the Web Girl if she ever plays a song again. But is this your first win, Live the Web Girl?
It is officially my first win with the Joe and Alex Show.
Yay!
Congratulations, and congratulations going out to Samantha this morning. you won the What Dap...
The game, you mean? I thought you were going to tell her the prize she won.
Yeah. Okay, I'll tell you the prize first. You ended up getting hooked up this morning with a 4-pack of tickets to Jurassic Quest. You get to see over 80 life-size dinosaurs. Ooh. November 17th through the 19th. And a free pick for a free pie for everybody from Mod Pizza. By the way, join Elliot King at the grand opening at the Keystone of the Crossing that's going on this Thursday, November 16th. That game we played right there, which I don't know if we can ever bring that one back again or not.
A f***ing